in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Peter, you are muted.
I'm not seeing anything going on here. Are we live?
You are live, but I guess you're breaking up because we didn't hear anything at all for the first.
My goodness. It's interesting. My phone just doesn't like StreamYard, I guess. And I do apologize here. I don't know if we're live or not.
We're live.
Good question. It should be alive.
We're alive.
Nothing. But anyway, let's pretend we're alive. I'm not exactly sure or not, but the introduction gets a little screwy sometimes, and I'm seeing the main screen in a death spiral here. So let's give it a shot and see what's going on. Thank you for joining us. This revelation, it seems that there's always an issue with this show, and it's beyond our technical capabilities, but it's a matter of StreamYard and the system and the content of the show, because the last thing that the cabal that runs this world doesn't want you to know is the truth. And here we do get as close to the truth as possible. We live in probably the most radical of times as far as Earth's history goes. This is probably one of the most out of control times in which we live that have been designed to fail, and their failing periods. You don't believe me? Look up. There were fleets of jets up chemtrailing the skies here today. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like, where did all these jets come from? Some of them were circling. Most of them were going straight. Some of them were going crossways. Yeah, they covered us up like one of the most extreme cases, and I've seen a lot of chemtrails. And I will admit, once upon a time, I was like, "Dad, they're contrails," and I was challenged, and so I said, "Okay, well, I'm a chemist. I worked in R&D. Let's go check the formula of jet fuel, JP5. And I went and I looked it up, and it was like, wait a minute. Why are they putting that stuff in there? That doesn't make any sense. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. But Yeah, that they want to cause an extinction level event. They want to bring their own version of Armageddon. And our Armageddon is not what a lot of people think it is. It's going to be very desperate times, but that's one of the reasons that we're looking into Revelation and why we're breaking it apart, because very few people, they look at Revelation, and some people get it right, but they don't get it all right, and they don't know how to apply a lot of things because they use theocracy, and they were brought up in a system of religious dogma. And so they miss the mark. But there are some people who do have a good comprehension. I'm not the only one in the world. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. It's just a matter of figuring this out and having the background and knowledge to know how to put it all together, both from a scriptural and a scientific standpoint. There's a couple of very interesting things that are going on. Probably 3-Eye Atlas. I've had an interest in astronomy since I was a very young child, fourth grade. One of my aunts gave me a map of the solar system, and that started it. But I pay attention to these things, especially with Comet Ison. I was watching Comet Ison like a hawk, and that's the whole story. It was the return of the Mayan snake god, and of a god that was destroyed. What destroyed it? A more powerful god? Think about it. I'm not saying necessarily a god. I'll put that into quotation marks. We are talking about alien or extraterrestrial life forms that are not from this planet. And so with Comet 3-Eye Atlas, I was like, oh, come on. I went into this very skeptical, but that there are so many anomalies with this Comet Atlas that I'm going to say that this is not a natural object that was blown out of another solar system. The chances are it's actually more extraterrestrial, and there's a design factor there that exceeds our technology. And NASA hasn't said squat about this. And it was quite interesting. I noticed in one of the photographs, and this is from one of the more amateur photographers, or the photo astronomers, I'm not sure exactly how to classify that. I worked with Bobby, and he got permission to use some pretty big lenses, really big lenses. These old lenses at colleges and universities, and he got time on them to take space pictures. Like, cool, you know, interesting hobby. But you know, you've got your backyard astronomers that are taking pictures of Comet Ison. And one of the photographs that I've seen looks of what the outgassing from this, if it is outgassing, it looks like the logo that NASA has, that chevron, that red chevron. Or maybe it's a NASA speak with forked tongue, and now they can't say anything. Who knows? But this is an anomaly that if they ever wanted to turn around and say, hey, we got an alien craft come in, it would be hard to deny that this did. Acts 2 said there would be evidence on the earth and signs in the sky above. And so, as the comedian used to say, we look to the prophecies to get an idea. And I'll go back to Comet Isom, and it was destroyed. What force was strong enough to destroy Comet Isom and blow its coma perpendicular to the solar wind? You tell me. And Nelson Mandela died for the who knows how many times. And we got the 10 days of Mandela. And at the end of that, the 16th of December, Comet Isom would have been aligned to form that sign in the western sky. Would have been beautiful. It would have aligned with Venus on the 16th of December, 2013. And so we see these signs. And when you look at this, a lot of people have this concept that Earth is doomed. No, the society, the rulers, we'll get into that in another chapter here, so to speak. But there's... and I believe I ended with this last week, and so I'd like to pick up with this. But it all comes down to who has the legal right to own Earth. And that's what we're facing here. If you wanted to say, I've heard people already talking across the internet, could Comet 3I Atlas be the Anunnaki coming back? Okay, well, let's take a look at the Anunnaki belief system. The Anunnaki belief system is that the legend goes, they genetically engineered us from lower life forms, and our whole purpose is to dig gold for them. Gee. We're going to go mine the earth for a species that created us and has control over us and treats us like slaves. It seems to be, and we can get into this in a whole nother show sometime, but how the Anunnaki actually, or how these different things are being brought up. But what we're finding is the principalities of old, the kings that ruled the world powers leading up until now, or those that acted as kings, as it's put forth. So there's principalities that the king of this planet is Satan, or the critter we call Satan, which actually means slanderer. But regardless, we are in a whole new time, especially with the opening of the pit of the abyss and the releasing of that force that came upon the earth. And this is more of what we're actually going to cover, because this interdimensionally seems to be what is happening here politically. We've talked about this several times, especially with this current administration. And I think that where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's put it that way. And I think that... We may get the aspect that Trump is fiddling while Rome is burning, so to speak. Well, the United States of America Incorporated, owned by the banksters that run this system, so we have to be prepared for this, but it's not the end of the world. It's regime change. And this goes back to some of what we would pick up in the Anunnaki. but it actually has more to do with the Watchers. The Anunnaki were the principalities. And so, you want to know if worship of the god Anu was the king of the Anunnaki gods. He's a god of a flat domed earth. Hello, flat earthers. Worship Anunnaki much. But what do the scriptures actually say? What do the scriptures actually say regarding the ownership of earth? Now, when Satan tempted Jesus, we talked about this before, we'll talk about it more in the future. What did he offer him? What was the third? He said, hey, for an act of worship, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. It'll all be in your control. And Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. It is Father Yahuwah, which you must worship. And with that, he was left. And then Jesus got to spend 40 days and 40 nights. He was done with his 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. That was the end of that period. So that was, and that was also where he picks up his ministry, approximately almost 2,000 years ago. The anniversary of which is coming in 3 years, 3.5 years actually, 2029, the fall thereof. Or the autumn of. So that is significant in all of this because of the prophecies that are involved here. But looking at what we want to examine tonight, I'm going to start off in Isaiah, because this is important. And this is the Creator itself speaking. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So my word that goes forth from my mouth will prove to be. It will not return to me without result, but it will certainly do that which I have delighted, and it will certainly, and it will have certain
Peter, you're gone. I can't hear you. Are you there, Peter? Can't hear you, buddy.
We haven't subdued the earth with our offspring. We live in a time of desperate days. It would be a time that would be difficult to deal with. And so that brings us to, how did we get to this point, and what will change? What things can we examine that will change? When we go back to Revelation 9, where we have this entity that ascends out of the pit of the abyss, it brings an army with it. I'd have the seal of God in their forehead, and then another other army comes from the four angels that are tied up at the Euphrates are untied. And they command another army, which then goes forth into the world, killing these men, a third of them, who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And then we connect that to the verse in Revelation 16:10, where God is a beast, and they continue to blaspheme God's name and never repent. So we're dealing with Satanists who will never repent. They're going to keep on going on, even though they're losing ground, and they're about to lose very big ground very quickly. And that is the king of the pit of the abyss. What we're going to see tomorrow, and there was a rumor that Trump was going to be coming out sooner or later, and revamp the voting system. But he was going to put national emergency, would then hand the government over to the military. Wants to object here. What judge wants to say no? Let's go. And so that's what we're going to be facing. Exactly how that rolls out, I'm not sure how or when. But they have to change the vote rules. They have to change the way that the voting takes place, because anything hooked up to a machine is rigged. And this is all going to come out very soon. The world is distracted with the Epstein files. But here again, you have this beast which ascends out of the abyss. And this beast has one focus. And here we are in Revelation 17. This beast, once it's the eighth king. In other words, the seven world powers before it are done. This is a world government, a kingly government, if you want to call it that, because the beast is scarlet colored. So it's the royals. King Trump. Think about that. That ought to raise some eyebrows. But hey, they had the sword dance. They viewed him as royalty. When he went to England, him and Melania were riding in royal coaches. The first ones that, what happened here? How come Trump is now royalty? How did that happen? Why are they riding in the coaches totally reserved for the royal family? They stay at Windsor Castle, not Buckingham Palace. Windsor Castle, that's the homeland. So, and Trump again reviews the troops pretty much by himself with King Charles and at a distance. So. You know, it was like Charles was being dragged along like a little puppy dog. So what happens behind the scenes? We get to see little bits and pieces, but they're tells. It's like playing high stakes poker. You look for and you start reading their whatever little expression or eye movement that they have. And that's why high stakes poker players usually have sunglasses on, so you can't see their pupils dilate when they get a better hand or when they're, but anyway, so the studies go. I've never done that. So I've got better things to do with my time and money. Looking for the tells that are presented before us. Today we got the Trump Kennedy. Whoa. Trump Kennedy. The Trump Kennedy Center. Interesting. So here we are actually watching this eighth king come to power. But what's the eighth king going to do? And we started covering this last week. And there's some very interesting things. And how long it actually takes to get here, I'm not sure. But it's interesting. It says that this eighth king, which ascends out of the abyss, and it puts together a coalition of 10 kings who do not have a kingdom, and it turns on the great harlot, Babylon the Great. Now, it's interesting when we start to cover, it turns on the harlot, it strips her naked, it eats her fleshy parts, and then burns the rest with fire. But it's interesting. Exactly when does this begin? And then now you have to ask some serious questions on what we're dealing with here. Because in chapter 18, let's start on verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel descending from heaven with great authority, and the earth was lighted up from his glory, and he cried out with a strong voice, saying, "She has fallen from a dwelling place of demons and a lurking place of every unclean exhalation and a lurking place of every unclean hated bird, because of the wine and the anger of her fornication, all nations will have fallen victim, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the traveling merchants of the earth became rich due to the power of her shameless luxury." Now here's an interesting point, verse 4. "And I heard another voice out of heaven say, 'Get out of her, my people, if you do not want to share in her sins, and if you do not want to receive part of her plagues. For her sin clear up to heaven to mind. Render to her, even as she has rendered, and do her twice as much, yes, twice the number of things that she did. In the cup in which puts the mixture, put twice as much of the mixture for her." And so this is the end of Babylon the Great. But Babylon the Great would be essentially organized religion. And I'm not going to just point to the Vatican because, yes, all roads do lead to Rome. But prior to that, all roads led to Babylon once upon a time. And it actually starts out there in the Sumerian Empire when the languages were confused. The people that left off building the Tower Babel took their religious beliefs and their families, and they were forced to follow what was "be fruitful, become many, and fill the earth." They wanted to put together a city, keep all the technology right there. And so it's interesting when you read that account and who goes where. They take their religion with them, and is evident. So the gods of ancient Sumeria got spread out. The principalities got spread out. Think about it. You look at the Mayan culture. A lot of blood was shed for their god. Was believed to be. It was 24,000 to 26,000 people were sacrificed to their sun god, or I'm sure it was a multiple god, in one event. That's crazy. They kept all those people, you know, all the nations that they were warring with, or the tribes that they were warring with, they took all those people captive and sacrificed them in one sacrifice. Went on for days. Think about that. And that was all over the kingdom that they were doing that. The human sacrifice was never part of the deal. And then we go beyond that with the worship of the god Molech, where they actually were commanded to burn their children alive. We talked about this. And so these things are being carried out today. And we can identify deals of the church. When I did the research, that the church controlled over 20,000 orphanages around the world. That there was a case that was exposed in Spain. I believe we talked about this on Rascala's show last Saturday, because they got dumb. It's like, okay, you're blowing my cover here. This was a Thursday night show coming up. We're doing it on your show tonight. So you get a double dose if you listen to him. And if you didn't, hey, you heard it for the first time. Congratulations. But when we look at this, the church has, religion has been involved. Child sacrifice and all sorts of nasty, disgusting things. And it's when you go back to Revelation 18, traveling merchants of the earth are weeping and mourning over her because there is no one to buy their full stock anymore. And it goes down a whole list of you know, you go into any church and it's greatly embellished. Especially a lot of these churches through, you know, it's okay. Let's see what happens with Turning Point USA. But we've had mega churches that have wound up in scandal throughout time. But a lot of them became very, very big and still are. Wait and see what scandal happens behind those once it's exposed, because every organized religion has been infiltrated. Yes, every organized religion has been infiltrated. There might be a few splint. Well, there probably are. Let's put it major, okay? Because in Christianity alone, that there's like 40,000 different sects of Christianity, and boggles my mind. How do you chop up what Jesus had to say 40,000 different ways? But they're all Christian. I don't get it. It's not that complicated. Is there that much to argue and divide among? Broad and spacious is the road to destruction. It's actually where timelines from history have collapsed, and now we're on a path, and we're going to see a deviation in what's coming up, and we really have to examine what's in front of us. You know, it's like broad and spacious, so that means a lot of people can go that way. To cramped and narrow, literally. Sometimes, you know, mountain trail, here we go. But the cramped and narrow, in other words, we look for what is true and what is correct and what makes sense logically without getting tied up in religious dogma. Because if they've all been infiltrated, guess what? Are you getting the truth, or are you getting a version of one? Sit down and analyze what these prophecies are telling us, and what things are being involved. And here's where meditation on the scriptures comes in, because that's you have to imagine what things were going on at that time. And if you get down to Alpha and you really want to, you push the bounds, go down to Theta, and you can go there in your mind's eye and you can see the event unfold right in front of you. That's a whole nother show, though. That's getting into trend past. Yeah. Because if our Creator can do it, we can do it. We just have to know what to look for. So, anyway, it's interesting how this all comes together. But in this whole list of things, from gold right down to the best spices and incense and perfume, and right down to the best of the cattle and sheep. Verse 14. It says, yes, the fine fruit that your soul desired has departed from you. And, did I get in the wrong place? Well, this is what's happened, that they're not selling these things, but there's one point, and boy, I just lost it here. Part of the things that were being sold were actually human. So there it is. I should have went back just a little bit. It's the latter part of verse 13 as it's going down the list there. And it says, among these things that was being traded or being sold were slaves and human souls. So among all of these trade goods, what's at the bottom of the list? Huh? Wait a minute. Slaves and human souls. That would be human trafficking, wouldn't it? So who's responsible for human trafficking? Probably the most profitable business on this planet. The merchants. Who are the merchants? Look at the banksters, the biggest cartels. Who are they doing business with? Well, what are we seeing? Trump's got a war against the cartels. I can't sell you goods anymore. But it's a much deeper war than that that's going on. Once this Babylon the Great falls, there'll be repercussions. And these people that were doing business involved in this badness, this evilness, to transport humans. And we find out that they're part of the satanic system of evil, that they're sacrificing these humans to their satanic god, or the dark circle cults, or the world's elite. Yeah. It to talk about even for myself, because it's like it's a touchy subject, and it's one that I was actually warned very clearly, not where I started getting into what the whole situation. I was pretty explicit about what was going, what they were doing, and it ties back to Lush, separating the soul from the body, but not completely. It's horrific, but regardless, and there's different sacrifices that I'm sure they're doing because of the age of the innocent being involved. But when I got into that, within, if you continue down this path, they will come, they will find you, and they will kill you. I was like, great. stepped on somebody else's toes, and that was after dealing with. Yeah, we don't have to get into that. So I decided there's so much nonsense in the world that's going on to expose and to make clear of where we are. I ignore that rat hole. But that rat hole is becoming front and center stage. Hello, Epstein files. Human trafficking. Who was involved? Everybody wants to know. Was it Trump? Got it. But who knows? Trump was a playboy back in his earlier days, pre-Melania. But he married several of the women he dated. So, how, you know, he was more about the relationship than I think the you know, wham, bam, thank you, man, put my name at risk because of his whole attitude. I'm not going to say anything one way or the other. I'm just telling you what I remember seeing in the headlines during that same time period. What was on the news when you turned it on? Yeah, Trump always had some pretty girl next to him, most of the time anyway, and time. So anyway, we look at that situation, and stay tuned on that. There's a whole lot more that if a national emergency is declared, then yeah, this is a big point into this cabal being taken down, because by the time it's over, the place. It seems like as I've been told, it's time for somebody to throw a pie already. And I think the pie is out of the oven. It's been fully baked and it's ready to be thrown. I hope it's more of a Three Stooges comedy than anything else, but I think what the world is about to be shocked, or at least the, you know, people here in the United States are about to be shocked. And there's so much turmoil that's going on now. Look at some of the politicians that are involved in corruption, sending U.S. dollars to foreign countries to fund a political process that they're funding armies. Plain and simple, they're funding armies in Somalia. It's public knowledge. It's been on the news. I don't have to beat around the bush on that. But we are at this point of turmoil, and it's all to prevent this eighth world power from coming to place. It's going to happen, and I'll go back to Revelation 17:17. It will happen because, as it reads, "For God put it into their hearts to carry out His thought, even to, by giving their kingdom." Have been accomplished. So these 10 kings who get a kingdom rule for a short amount of time, 1 hour, which is interesting because it says in 1 hour, Babylon the Great's justice has come. Several places is that reference to 1 hour. What does that translate into Earth days? I don't know. But I think it's to indicate a small amount of time. But this is where we are. This is where we are. But I'm going to go back to, again, God's word goes forth and gets accomplished. And we're seeing these changes happening. So looking at it from an earth, from a extraterrestrial political aspect, the horde that comes out of the pit of the abyss which I believe are related to the Watchers, are taking political control. There's a lot of things that happened according with that. We have to explain, and the only way to do that is say, hey, there was a rift in time somehow. They made the claim that the Nelson Mandela funeral was a cover for a signing of a treaty with an off-planet being named Molech. Marduk. Marduk was the king of the Babylonian gods. Would it qualify as an Anunnaki? I don't know, but Marduk might also be the Babylonian god who of legend, one of the Watchers. I don't know. I can't say for sure about the name that was given. Maybe they didn't have a name for him. Maybe they didn't want to name him Apollyon. But it clearly says that the name of the prince of the pit of the abyss is Apollyon. How did the Watchers gain control of the earth? Well, who had control of the earth at that time? Hello, Satan. Hey, after worship, I'll let you guys control the earth. You can have sex with the women on earth and have offspring of your own, and you can be the gods of the planet and the sons of the true God. So that earth women were hot, basically, and they came down and married all whom they chose, or basically father children with all whom they chose, and the destruction of everything that we get into. But we have the honest people who are geologists who studied it. Take a look at the Grand Canyon. We'll say, and even there's changes in ice. So there's evidence of there being some cataclysmic event. Their timing is a bit off, but it's happened. That's why geologists say, well, gee, we're not sure, but there's a billion years missing from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Well, maybe because the Grand Canyon wasn't formed the way that you think it was formed, or the way that you've been taught in school. It's funny, religion and the academics. You have to look at what's there and what's not there to make an intelligence decision. You can't go by the ancient dogmatic thought that got a lot of people confined, going all the way back to Copernicus hey, I got news for you, Pope. We're going to excommunicate you for that one. So, yeah. Interesting. So you can't go against academia or religious dogma while it's in power. And yet, academia, you look at what's happening there. You look at what's happening with religious organizations. And I don't care what anybody says. Turning Point USA to cooperate. I don't know if they're 501c3, but it's Turning Point USA. Look at the turmoil that's gone on there surrounding Charlie Kirk's assassination. Or alleged assassination. It didn't happen the way that they told us. That there's no way that he was hit with a high caliber rifle bullet, and such little tiny damage. So believe what you want there. Officially, he's off the scene, but look at what's going on in that arena. And it seems to be disastrous almost. Point infiltrated too. It's a whole nother show and at a whole nother killer organization. But, you know, there are signs. The evangelical movement of the 1800s was basically supervised by Freemasons, and it was funded by the Rothschilds. And so go back to the original churches. Where did they get their money? Who were their pastors? What was the connection to Freemasonry? Infiltration right from the very beginning in the name of Christ. So I guess the whole point of what we're talking about, and we go to one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. It had been for years, just because of all the turmoil that all of mankind gets to face, either on a national level. I mean, look what's going on in Ukraine, and I spent a lot of time in Kiev. I spent a lot of time in Ukraine, the eastern part of Ukraine. I traveled there, stayed at least a month at a time between 2004 was my first trip at their first Orange Revolution. That was interesting. That was a life-changing experience. But I made friends over there. and overall, these party hardy, because every standing army that's ever been fought in Asia and Europe has marched through Ukraine, and these people don't know where they're going to get their butts kicked next. Yeah. Yeah, kind of, that's a bad situation, and that's, you know, it breaks any place like that that's having great turmoil. There's places all through Africa, all through the Middle East, and it's all these different infiltrated religious ideologies that are doing things in the name of whatever, thinking that they're doing God's will or their God's will. So a lot of turmoil. That all has to be dealt with, and that's all part of taking down Babylon, the wondering about what's going on here. How did we get to this point? But they'll be angry because of what was. Look at pedophilia in the priesthood in the past. It's almost bankrupted it. Until they started getting almost $1 billion a year to resettle immigrants. But anyway, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, Revelation 21. And starting with verse 3, but verse 4 is my favorite, but it says, "With that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, 'Look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, neither will mourning nor pain nor outcry be any more. The former things have passed away.'" Wait, what? "He will wipe out every tear from their eyes. And death will be no more, neither will mourning nor outcry nor things have passed away." How is that back to what was said in Genesis? "The earth, I give it to you and all of your offspring. Become many, fill the earth. Make it a beautiful place. and then what we could call the first alien invasion, and then dumbing it down to do their bidding. Yeah, it's we can examine that at another date, but yeah, it's the exact reverse of what the Anunnaki say. Did you know that the average IQ of the United States, the people in the United States, is down around 100? Once upon a time, it used to be between 110 and 120. Think about that. The dumbing down of America. How many natural skills have we lost? How many things have been forgotten? How many things have been covered up? Difficult to say. Difficult to say. We're about out of time. But we have something great to look forward to, and we can take faith that this is going to happen because Father Yahuwah said that, right? And the creative power of this multiverse intended that it's got to be put back in place. And so that all is a cosmic legality as to what has happened and who has the right to planet Earth. And so think about that. If you're listening to my voice, chances are you can claim your right to planet Earth. That sounds ridiculous. Well, let's see what happens after Comet 3I Atlas goes and where we go to next. But I have a feeling sooner or later things might get a little bit alien along this ride. Soft disclosure has been around, so we keep on hearing more and more of that. It's just that right now, everything's sidetracked, even on the internet news, if you want to call it, the alternate news. Everything's all sidetracked with what's going on politically, and they don't pay attention to the things that they should be. Be prepared. We're entering critical times, so be prepared. Make sure you have some extra food, extra water. Make sure you got food and whatever you need for your critters, too. We're going to be facing some turmoil. Exactly when? Can't say. Soon. Trump wants to have a big celebration for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. 4th of July. We're coming up on January. He's got 6 months to get this job done. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. And should the military be invoked? If you live in the wrong area, grab your butt because things are about to change in a very big way. And so we're winding down on our show. I thank you very much for joining us tonight. Sorry, my phone doesn't like StreamYard very well, and it's like a Hail Mary pass. Let's see what happens tonight. And usually, that you see a better result on YouTube than you do on Rumble. Rumble, for some reason, doesn't like my show. And it's something to do with the algorithms there, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but Revelation on YouTube. If you're not a member of the channel, if you're not following us, please do follow us, and please leave a comment, give a thumbs up, or if you got an issue, hey, give a thumbs down. We could always talk about it. I give the best information without any kind of religious dogma spin, based on the reality of what appears to be the politics going on our planet. At the various levels, right up to the level of king. And so with that, I'm going to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Sorry for the little bit of a technical delay. Just figure sooner or later, start talking. We'll get this all figured out. So thanks again. Follow the other channels. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you've got the Positive 2 podcast coming up with Maggie Hart. And then Rascala's show is on Saturday at 9 to midnight. And, hey, go listen to his show from last Saturday night. Go listen to the Red Pill reality show, and you'll have a really good feeling for what's going on there. I thought, Rascala and I had a really good interchange there, and so it might give you a little bit deeper insight into a few things. So go ahead and just listen to that show, because I'm sure you'll have a fantastic night. Thank you for joining us. Yes, please hit the subscribe and give us a thumbs up. Until next week, have a great week.